Continuing our lecture series on teaching math, we're going to look at some more factors that influence children's math's ability, specifically biological issues, principally neurological ones. Well, I'm not going to look at gender today because, although it is, of course, biological, it's also a sociocultural issue. So we'll leave that till next week, when we'll find out why girls are underrepresented in higher level math education, despite there being little difference at an early age. For now, we'll focus on physiological factors, in particular, the brain. It's now accepted that there is a separate mental faculty in the brain that deals with numbers that helps determine how well a child grasps math. This is independent of overall intelligence and language skills. Humans can be overall very intelligent, but just lack the faculty to deal with numbers. The name we give to a serious impairment like this is developmental dyscalculia. But research is ongoing. Some theories are that it might be caused by lesions to some parts of the brain, such as the Brodmann Area 40. Another suggestion is that it's linked to deficits in working memory. Researchers Adams and Hitch argue that working memory is a major factor in mental addition and that those with a limited working memory are more likely to suffer from dyscalculia. The problem with this theory is that working memory problems are linked to general learning difficulties. Thus, Geary's findings may not be specific to dyscalculia, but rather may reflect a greater learning deficit. Other suggested reasons are hereditary disorders or damage to another part of the brain called the angular gyrus, which is a condition known as Gerstmann syndrome. What's interesting is that humans, and indeed all animals, have a pre-existing biological mathematical ability hardwired into our brains. We know this from decades of work with animals and studies of unusual instances of brain damage in humans. In the 1990s, for example, a neuroscientist based at Collège de France in Paris documented a subject who he dubbed the approximate man. Now, the patient had had an accident that had ruptured blood vessels in his brain, and as a result, he lost much of his mathematical reasoning ability, among other cognitive skills. Curiously, though, he was still able to approximate quantities. For example, he could estimate that a year was about 350 days long, and that a quarter of an hour lasted about 10 minutes. It was the exactness of calculation that eluded him. His case seems to suggest that humans possess an underlying ability to deal with approximate numbers, just as animals have been shown to. They possess these skills even before they receive any formal mathematics training, and that this innate ability can still be glimpsed when higher order skills are cut off. We can see why this is happening when we look at the activity in the brain. The part of the brain which is central to our ability to process numbers is the parietal cortex, which is the top to middle region of the brain. Within the parietal cortex, the right region is primarily used for this estimating type of number work, gauging which of two bowls contain more fruit, something we call basic quantity processing. The left parietal region is involved in more precise numerical operations like addition and subtraction. And what we find when we test babies for their skills in approximation is that some infants notice differences, while others seem oblivious. Also, those who have good approximation skills grow up to have good numerical, mathematical skills in later life. And those who do not approximate well do worse in maths later on. And interestingly, what researchers have recently discovered is that the strength of communication between these two hemispheres of the brain has a strong correlation with arithmetic performance. What they did was measure the brain activity of 27 healthy young adults while they performed simple numerical and arithmetic tasks. One task involved judging whether shapes contained the same or different numbers of items. So that's an estimating type of question involving the right side of the brain.